What similarities does this place have to Kenya?
Well, yeah, there's so many things. Birmingham is kind of rural and urban. We have that back home, and people are friendly. So that is also something. Kenyans are very friendly and very hardworking. That's something that I found with most people here. So we can identify with that.
When people go back to Kenya, or even if they've just, moved from Kenya here, what are the major differences they find?
One of the major differences is culture. You know, when you come to this place, life is very fast, very, very fast. And back home, life is a little bit slow. So if you're coming here, going back home, you find so much has changed. The culture here changes you in a way without actually knowing it. So one of the major problems that students experience is culture shock.
What kinds of things are shocking to them?
You know, most of the foods here are GMs, genetically modified foods. And back home, they take quite a time to grow, and it's just all sort of natural, I could call it. It tastes very different.
What
That's
kind?
something I miss.
That's something you miss. What
Yeah.
kinds of foods did you eat in Kenya?
It depends on the tribe. We have about 47 tribes in Kenya, and each tribe has their what we call a staple food. I come from the Kikuyu tribe, and our staple food is githeri, which is a mixture of maize and beans, and you can cook it in, you boil that, but you cook it in a variety of ways.
I wondered if you could also just talk a little bit about kind of what life is like there. Like, how is the American life different than the Kenyan lifestyle?
You know, it has taken me so long to know my neighbors. I want to know them, but it's just hard. People are just so busy with their lives that you don't even have time. But back home, you know everybody, you know your neighbors, you've grown up with them, and it is something nice.
I wonder what the interaction has been like between Kenyans from Africa, the immigrants or students here, and the African American population.
I have a couple of African American friends, and most of them want to know because they're like, these are our roots, want to know where we came from. And most of the times I make jokes with them and I tell them, oh, you look like you're from such a certain tribe, you look from like you're from this tribe. So it's quite funny. And I think the way I interact with them should be just the way that people interact, because we go to their churches, we go to the American churches, their barracks there, and we interact quite a lot.
You're starting this group called the Kenyan Student Association. Why did you want to start this group?
You know, when you're in a foreign country, let me say, when you're in a different country, there are so many things that you don't know. And when you get there, you don't even know where to go shopping. You don't know where to get transport from, you know, because back home we have so much of the public transport. You can actually go anywhere without a car, but over here, a car is a necessity. Those are some of the things we want people to get comfortable with.
Do you have anything else you wanted to add?
You know, back home, we have employment opportunities, but there's usually one thing that is lacking. You have to have experience. So we want to work with the community in Birmingham and, you know, try to help not just the Kenyans, but most of the foreign students here get opportunities so that they can be more marketable when they go back home.
So most of the Kenyans who come here, do they want to study here and then go back to Kenya to live and work?
Most of us want to get the education, get some experience, and go back home because I believe Africa needs us more than America does. We are still developing, and those who are getting educated and those who are getting the knowledge are the only ones who can change that. And, you know, we cannot just change it but by coming here and just staying here. We need to just get it and take it back home.